Please do sit down, and we have the first of our Bible readings from Psalm 4.
The reading is Psalm 4, and it can be found on page 544 in the Pew Bibles. Answer me when I call to you, O my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Be merciful to me, and hear my prayer. How long, O men, will you turn my glory into shame? How long will you love delusions and seek false gods? Know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call to him. In your anger, do not sin. When you are on your beds, search your hearts and be silent. Offer right sacrifices and trust in the Lord. Many are asking, who can show us any good? Let the light of your face shine upon us, O Lord. You have filled my heart with greater joy than when their grain and new wine abound. I will lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. This is the word of the Lord.
Is from Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to 34, and you can find this on page 791 in the Church Bibles. Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to 34, page 971. Jesus says, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food? And the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon, in all his splendor, was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grasses of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, good morning. Before we begin, let me pray. Heavenly Father, as we look at Psalm 4 this morning, we ask that you help us to hear you speaking through your word. And help us to think about how we can apply it to ourselves as we learn more about you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I don't know if you looked at the term card for this coming series of sermons, but the talk for this morning was given the title, How to Sleep Better in 2022. So Daniel's put absolutely no pressure on me, has he? I'm sure... last year had some challenging moments for all of us. There might have been work situations, difficulties in relationships, financial worries, frustrations at home or at church or at work with friends, illness or loneliness, and other worries preyed on our minds. When Caroline led us in prayer, she said she was going to do the last overview of 2021. I'm sorry, I'm going to run through some of the bigger news stories of 2021 as well. It was a roller coaster of a year, wasn't it? It began in January, and I think most of us were captivated by the riots in Washington and the attack on the Capitol, which seemed to threaten democracy. A couple of months later, Sarah Everard was kidnapped and killed by an off-duty police officer as she walked home. Women everywhere became understandably concerned about who they could trust. And should they go out alone? Is it safe to be out alone? Ministers took their summer holidays, and the government in Afghanistan collapsed. Militant Islamic Taliban took over, and worries about renewed international terrorism came to the fore. In the autumn, COP26 summit highlighted the ongoing threat of climate change and raised concerns that governments do a lot of talking, but do they actually follow through? And the year ended with the Omicron variant of the coronavirus and the reintroduction of restrictions. And throughout the year, of course, there have been threats to the supply chain. We were worried about whether we'd have our Christmas turkeys and pigs in blankets. The PlayStation 5 apparently cannot be had for love or money. And most worryingly of all, even the supply of Jaffa cakes came under threat. So given all that's gone on throughout the year, a good night's sleep must have been a rare event for some of us at some time. But Psalm 4, which Rod read to us earlier, provides an antidote to the sleeplessness. It ends with the words, "I will lie down and sleep in peace. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety." So how do we get from the turmoil of 2021 and all the troubles that we've had in our lives to a state where we can lie down and sleep in peace and dwell in the safety of the Lord in 2022? Well, Psalm 4, it's a psalm of David. It's a very personal prayer because in the first two verses we hear that David was in distress and under attack. But despite this, it's become a psalm of worship. If you've got a Bible, please do open it. Follow along with what I'm saying. I think the psalm is on page 544 of the Pew Bibles, Psalm 4. Look at the heading which addresses the psalm. It addresses the psalm to the director of music and tells us it's to be played with stringed instruments. So although it was a very personal prayer from David when he was in difficulty, it then became written down so that God's people can learn from it. And that's what I hope we're going to do now this morning. We're going to see what we can learn from this particular psalm. So what did David do when he was in distress? He prayed. Psalm 4 begins and ends with prayers where David asks God for help. He asks for help. He asks with confidence. He asks with confidence because God has acted for him in the past. And finally, he asks for blessing. And those three asks are what I'm going to spend the rest of my time this morning looking at. Well, David begins his psalm. He doesn't hang around. He immediately asks God for help in verse 1. "Answer me when I call to you, O my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Be merciful and hear my prayer." David's prayer is to his righteous God. Righteous means that God is just and God will do the right thing. And his prayer says, "Give me relief from my distress. Be merciful to me." Prayer can be tricky, can't it? We can pray to God expecting him to answer just because we prayed. And we treat him a bit like a vending machine. We put our prayer in, just like a coin into the vending machine, but instead of getting a chocolate bar out, we expect God to answer our prayer the way we want it to be answered. Now, David does expect his prayer to be answered, but he doesn't treat God like a prayer vending machine. His expectation that his prayer will be answered is based on his experience of God. If you look at David's story in Samuel and Chronicles, you'll see that he prayed often and his prayers were answered. So David prays here knowing that God answers prayers because that was what he promised to do. That was his covenant promise. "I will be your God and you will be my people." And part of being the covenant God means that he looks after his people and responds to their prayers. In verse 2, the psalm switches from a prayer that David is making to God to David confronting his enemies. He asks, how long will they attack his reputation? But then he immediately dismisses them. They're lovers of delusions, seekers after false gods. Their attacks were unjust. They caused him distress. But rather than feeling sorry for himself, David is absolutely sure of his position. Look at verse 3. David expresses his absolute confidence in his standing with God. He says, know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. What does that mean, set apart for yourself? Think about the things that you might set apart. Jenny's got a collection of crystal animals that she's set apart from other things. They've been put in a cabinet. And she's done that for a number of reasons. Firstly, so that they can be enjoyed better. They're being displayed nicely with lights. Secondly, they're protected from dust and knocks. And finally, they're there in that cabinet to show that they're special to her. Now think about this. That is how the Lord Almighty thinks about you if you're a Christian. He sets apart his people for himself for those very same reasons, for his pleasure, to protect those he loves and to demonstrate that they are special to him. David has absolute confidence in this. He knows he is one of the godly because he says at the end of verse 3, the Lord will hear when I call to him. Every Christian should have that same assurance that God hears their prayers. But all too often we can doubt or think that our prayers are ineffective. Our prayers, we might think they're simplistic, they're selfish, they're not worthy of God's attention. Maybe it's just me who thinks that, but I suspect that most of us have some times when we struggle with our prayer life. We worry about whether our prayers will be answered. And if we look at Scripture, Scripture seems to tell us sometimes that our prayers aren't going to be answered. If you look at Proverbs 28 and verse 9, it says, if anyone turns a deaf ear to the law, even his prayers are detestable. So if we're disobedient to God, he will find our prayers detestable. Psalm 17 tells us we have to be honest in our prayers. It says, hear, O Lord, my righteous plea. Listen to my cry. Give ear to my prayer. It does not arise from deceitful lips. And you'll recall from our home group meetings, we've been looking at the book of James. And James has a lot to say about prayer. James was concerned that we do not ask God or we ask for the wrong reasons. Chapter 4 in verses 2 and 3 read, you do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with the wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. But Jesus taught us how we should pray. But he also taught us how we should not pray. In the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus said, and when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father in heaven knows what you need before you ask him. And Jesus then taught us how to pray using the Lord's Prayer. And we should pray in dependence on our Father in heaven. We should pray that his will be done in all situations. David had that confidence in prayer, knowing that the Lord had set himself apart as one of the godly, and therefore God will hear and answer his prayers. Now, I can guess what some of you are thinking. That's easier said than done, to have that assurance for ourselves. Well, maybe that's so. So let's return to Psalm 4 and see how King David approaches this. In verse 4 we read, in your anger do not sin. When you are on your bed, search your hearts and be silent. Now, whether David is talking to those enemies of his that he mentioned in verse 2 who were attacking him, or whether he was contemplating his own prayer life, it doesn't really matter. The advice is good, regardless of who David is addressing. Sometimes we do get angry at injustices, and there's nothing wrong with that. provided we also accept the second part of David's counsel, do not sin. Anger may be justified, but sin never is. So David instructs us to set aside our anger and temptation to sin by searching our hearts and coming before the Lord in contemplation. David knew that he had sinned. Again, go back and look at the books of Samuel and Chronicles. David sinned. He sent the husband of a woman he desired into the forefront of a battle so that he would be killed. And then he married that woman. But knowing he had sinned, David also repented and knew that he had been forgiven by the Lord. And it was this knowledge of God's grace and forgiveness in his life, coupled with his knowledge that God hears and answers prayer, that gave David confidence in his prayers, even when he faced opposition, distress, or difficult situations. David continues to offer guidance to us as he continues in this psalm. He says, offer right sacrifices and trust in the Lord. David knew the value of proper religious observance and observing the right sacrifices to the Lord, but he knew that on their own, they were not enough. Sacrifices and religious observances cannot replace trust in the Lord. We can come to church every Sunday, sing the hymns with enthusiasm, join in with the liturgy, listen attentively to the sermon. All these are good and right things to do, but they're not enough. We must trust in the Lord and in the redeeming sacrifice of his Son. That's what's necessary for salvation. So if you're concerned your prayers are not good enough, or worthy, or effective, or anything else, follow David's advice. Come before the Lord. Trust in him, not in yourself. And take it to the Lord in prayer. In verse 6, we come to the final one of David's asks in this psalm. He asks for blessing. He prays, let the light of your face shine upon us, O Lord. When he does that, he's quoting from Numbers chapter 6. You might recall those words from a blessing that's often used at baptisms. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Even when faced with injustice and opposition from men, David asks and trusts that the Lord will bless him. Now, incidentally, if we find prayer difficult, again, we can follow David's example here. David is taking a piece of scripture and he's turning it into a prayer. And that's a good thing for us to do as well. If we're not sure how to pray, look at scripture and use that as the basis of our prayer life. In verse 7, David acknowledges all that the Lord has done for him, saying he takes greater pleasure from his relationship with God than he does from all of the good food and good wine. And surely that too is right. It should be the giver that we remember more than the gift. Every good thing comes from the Lord. We deserve none of what he has given to us. So it's right that our hearts are filled with thankfulness for what he has done for us. And it is in remembering this that David concludes this prayerful psalm with the words, I will lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. So David is able to lie down and sleep in peace, even when he's surrounded by enemies and problems, because his trust and his safety comes from the Lord, not from his circumstances, not from his crown, not from his friends or his army, not from his pension plan. Everything David has is from the Lord. I've got 2 points I'd like to make in conclusion. Firstly, we see from this psalm that God is the source of all that we need. He's the source of our righteousness in verse 1, help in verses 2 and 3, good things, correction first in verses 4 and 5, good things in the first half of verse 6, blessing the second half of verse 6, gladness in verse 7, and rest in verse 8. So remembering these things can help us to put aside the troubles of our past of 2021 and hopefully sleep better in 2022. And finally, in praying this psalm, David is pointing us towards Jesus. Think about Jesus' life. He too was beset by enemies who attacked his glory unjustly. And those deluded people who attacked and rejected Jesus as the Son of God, they were seeking after false gods. They put Jesus to death on a shameful cross. But despite this, throughout his ministry, Jesus knew that he had been set apart for God, set apart to be the faithful servant king, acting according to his Father's wishes. At all times, Jesus prayed and knew absolutely that his Father heard his prayers. And following his death, the Father raised the Son and gave him blessing, raising him to heaven to rule in the rest of God for eternity. So from this psalm, we can trust in Jesus, knowing that if we are Christians, we too have been set apart for God. Not for anything we've done, but only because of our trust and faith in him. Jesus answered all the doubts we might have when he rose from the dead. So whatever our situation, we can lie down and sleep, confident that in Christ we have all the blessing and all the safety that we need. We have the good news of salvation in Jesus and the hope of eternity with him in heaven. Take everything to the Lord in prayer, most especially your doubts and your worries. Trust in him. Sleep well in 2022, resting in the peace of Christ. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for Scripture. We thank you for this reminder that as your people, we are set apart from you, for you, for your as your treasured possession. Help us to remember that we are set apart for you. Help us to take all our troubles and concerns, but also our joy and our thanks to you in prayer. Help us to rest in the peace of Christ. Amen.